What are some of the childhood diseases?
Measles, whooping cough, roseola, mumps.
What's a disease that used to affect children and just about cured it now, the way you'd have a severe sore throat?
Tonsillitis.
Well, even more serious than tonsillitis. Where children would just choke to death.
Oh, goodness alive.
And you'd have to take, now you take shots. Yeah. Because you're a very small child.
Oh, Catherine nearly died with it. Diphtheria. I couldn't say diphtheria. Oh, she just had it all.
What's the disease of the joints called? We call it today arthritis, but what did it used to be called?
Rheumatism.
What is the disease that you get sometimes that makes your skin turn yellow?
Jaundice. I think I have it now.
When you have your intestines, when you have your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of what?
Appendicitis.
If you ate something that didn't agree with you and you couldn't keep it on your stomach?
No, nauseated.
Now, say the lived a few houses away, even maybe a half a mile. And somebody came to visit, you'd say he's
neighbor.
Okay. If your next door neighbor was having a real wild party, and the police had to come and arrested everybody, what would be another way of saying everybody?
Gang. Crowd. Arrested the whole crowd.
If children get out of school at 4 o'clock, what would you say school did at 4 o'clock?
School is out at 4. Dismissed.
And after vacation, they'll say, when does school?
Out. When is school? Close.
But say in the 1st of August, and they are out on their vacation, and they're asking about when school will
open.
But I did it first. And then, so when you answered that, I went on. But what if your son was supposed to be at school and didn't go one day? You'd say he
absent. Okay.
But what if you thought he was at school and he wasn't there?
He was played hooky.
What do you go to school for?
To learn.